Blog Talk Radio.
Still there, Mom?
Preview.
Hey. Hey, it's a startup jingle, Mom.
Boy, I guess it is.
We're big time.
Yes, we're getting big time, aren't we?
We're big time. We have. I'm still in the house calling this morning, and we only have, double digit listeners per episode now. So,
oh,
I guess
goodness.
We are.
How many?
Well, 10. So we had two. You know, two numbers. That means we had at least 10.
Oh my gosh!
So we've grown. We've exponentially grown, and just with no marketing campaign, and we're not even on iTunes yet.
Oh my gosh!
We're an internet sensation, Mom.
And no sponsors yet.
No, yes, no one's contacted us in our commutewithmom@gmail.com. No one has reached out to me. Very disappointed.
Well, they're crazy if they do, I think.
No, hang on. I got to turn on the speaker phone. I don't know how that works. I got to put this up on that side. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, no sponsors. What is with that? Commutewithmom@gmail.com. We have 10 faithful listeners that are probably a very specific demographic that I'm sure a sponsor could use.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, what could we be a sponsor for? Anything pet related.
Yes.
I mean,
How about pet brush?
A pet brush. Yes. So if someone's coming out with a new wave marketing pet brush, we're your people.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do here because Pumpkin is sitting on my notes.
Oh, that's just terrible.
And
Pumpkin is, again, to remind folks,
Pumpkin is my 11-year-old cat.
Wow, geez, what a, you know, he's interfering with the show's success and growth.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty nervy.
Well, she's not. Well, she just moved, so.
She, I guess.
Yeah, I think she's thinking about getting on the counter, and I don't really like that. Yeah, they think that, you know, this is their complete domain.
Well, most cats, that's right. I mean, you're there for her or him, not the nice way around. Most cats are like that, which makes them an interesting pet because they do believe we are here for them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. How about your little kitty? Now, I know the garage door came on her, and
yep.
Is she okay?
Yep, she's doing great. She's doing great. She's fine.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just her,
well,
Bob's
pocketbook. Not funny,
pocketbook.
Really, but.
Only her, yeah, Bob's pocketbook, that was all. Bob's wallet.
I was telling Jane about it, and at first she thought it was Tina's cat, Chi-Chi.
Oh, no. There would have been hell to pay for that.
She doesn't go out, does she?
No, she didn't say that.
Okay, tell me what you looked up.
I looked up sorry about that. See, in this show, Commute with Mom, it's a real show. It's not a fake show. So when someone starts up the car, you're going to hear stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
But, yeah, we're going to have a nice day down here, too. So weather update first. We're expecting, like, 82 or 83, I think.
Right now?
No, we're going to get 82 or 83.
Okay.
What are you going to get up to?
Yes. Well, right now it's 64.
That's pretty nice.
Yes. Yesterday it did get up, you know, really quite warm. You know, I thought it was really very warm yesterday.
Yeah, we had warm too. Tina went back to the grass attack plan. So the grass came in nicely. I'll send you a picture. But now we spot reseeded in areas where it didn't come in, but it's much, much better. And she's feeling pretty good about her skill set. She's becoming a landscaper, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she's something, isn't she?
She is. She applied to a job at Wild Turkey, so we're keeping our fingers there.
Now, what's Wild Turkey?
It's one of the big bourbon distillers. So bourbon distilling and alcohol production in Kentucky is pretty famous, and bourbon, of course, is number one, and it's enjoying a rapid growth you know, the last 5 to 10 years, and Wild Turkey's looking for somebody, and she applied for that. That would be great for me. I'd like that. I'm hoping to get discounts.
Well, yes.
Good Christmas gifts for everybody if she gets that job. Everyone should be pulling for that job.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the good stuff. Look at the inside news, you know.
Well, poor Tina. You're pushing her into something.
No, she found that. One of my friends mentioned that job, and she applied for it. So it sounds interesting. It's a scientist job.
Oh, gosh.
They need scientists to make sure the bourbon's correct, apparently.
Well, of course.
Yes.
My goodness.
Not like the swill dad got after his graduation, right?
Oh, my land, that was terrible.
Hey, how did you guys ever get, I remember a little thing from when I was a kid, how did you guys end up getting somebody's chair on top of the telephone pole?
Oh, well, Aaron Gustafson lived right across the street, and he was kind of a pain in the neck to everybody, especially his own family, but he bought a new lawn chair. And he was so proud of that. He would bring it over and watch Dad paint outside. Or
he'd
sit take
in
it
the
over.
Yard?
Yeah. And he would take it over to Hollis and watch him do yard work, fold it up. And so he even took it in at night because he didn't want anybody to steal it, which I suppose was a good idea. But anyway.
It was a good idea. Based on what happened, it sounds like it was a real good idea. So keep going.
Yes, so Dad and Hollis, we got to teach him a lesson. So we called Marie, his wife, and I told her that Ken would like to talk to Hollis, possible. So he got up and went in to answer the phone, and when he did it, Dad ran over and grabbed the chair. Hollis grabbed his ladder, put it up against the telephone pole, and hung up from up on top of the pole. And Arnie came out, and, of course, by then your father was into something else, and so was Hulla taking the ladder away. And the first thing he did was he looked up and he said, "Oh, my God, my chair." He was somebody that we really enjoyed picking on.
Nice. It's good to know there people were really good to each other back in the 50s and 60s as well.
Yes. And you probably heard how Kathy and I wrapped that box of braids. Somebody gave me a great big box of braids to make a rug.
Yeah, braids. Hey, but I want to go back to the chair. So you guys, those guys took a ladder, put it on top of a telephone pole with power on it, not just a telephone pole, but of course that electricity. They ran up the ladder with the lawn chair and hung it on one of like the electrician's hooks or something up there. How did he ever get it down, do you know?
Well, they got the ladder and took it down.
They helped him out. Oh, they were nice. So they were, in the end, they helped him get back his darn chair.
Yes. Yes.
That's nice. So braids, yes. Switching back to braids, is that you're kind of dating yourself too, Mom. You know, you're probably showing you're in your 60s here. People may not know what braided rugs are kind of like, taking the long, skinny strips of fabric and of course,
braiding
and I'm dating myself young and an idiot trying to explain something I don't really know, is long, skinny strips and weave them together like braiding your hair, and then you put them together like in a rug. So anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. I had this enormous box of them. They were made from rags and nothing I really wanted. But anyway, he had his car parked in the driveway one night, and it was getting on to winter. And Kathy and I decided we would wrap his car up, and we went up over it and threw it underneath and kept going around and around. And then on the top, we put a big red bow and put a big card that said, "Merry Christmas, Ern."
So you wrapped it in ribbon, more or less, but it was strips of cloth.
Braids.
Yep.
Yeah, it was strips of braids. So anyway, come out the next morning. Well, what we, of course, didn't expect was it rained and froze. So those things were all frozen onto his car. And he came out, and first, you know, he was going to try to get them off, but they were frozen. So he went in and came out with his lawn scissors. And he couldn't even do that. So he kept looking over here.
Yeah, I bet he was looking your way, Mom.
Yeah, he kept looking my way and then over at Kathy's way. And I got so nervous that I took you kids, and that was before we had the fence. I went out the back door and went downtown. I didn't even want to be around.
You left the scene of the crime.
Yes. Yeah.
And, of course, Dad's at work.
Yes, Dad is gone to work.
He has no idea you're up to shenanigans.
No, no.
Oh, Mom.
And Dad and John, Dad and Arn had to go someplace to bring a car back or something. And so while they were gone, John and Joan Arthur were here, and we decided to hide Arnie's car.
Oh, geez. So wait, finish the braid story. Or are you doing? You're doing a natural tease, Mom. You're natural at this. So the braid story, you left. You don't know how he got it off.
Oh no, I don't know how he left it off.
And comments
came
in the
over.
Yeah,
he here came go. Over one night, and I went to the front door. Dad wasn't home, and he said, "I wanted to come in and talk to you." And I said, "You can't come in." I said, "Ken's not here, and you can't come in." And, of course, I insulted him.
Oh, no, Mom. You're terrible.
Yeah, no, I didn't want him
braids,
in here.
The braids never came up.
Never came up.
You didn't get to enjoy your prank.
No, and we kept doing it. You know, we decided we'd take his car and push it down to White's.
Oh,
but we realized that it was too much. He had a little sob.
Yep.
So we put it in our garage.
Oh, no. Come on. You put it in our garage?
Yeah, we put it in my garage out here.
You know, you guys were not in high school anymore. This is pretty amazing. Imagine doing that in neighborhood today. All right, so is it you and Kathy again, or who's helping?
Yeah.
Who's your accomplice?
Oh, that was with John and Joan Arthur.
Okay, so two other known hooligans.
Conspirators, yes.
Yeah. So you take the sob, put it in neutral.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we did terrible things to him. We never told Marie because, you know, Marie was a nice person, and she just, you know, we just didn't want to make her feel bad. Because
yeah,
he probably would have told us not to do it.
Yeah, he probably took it out on her, yelled at her. You're stupid friends.
I know.
And Marie never knew. Oh, I would love to have these events.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Well, she knows it was you guys. You would come in and say, you wouldn't believe what they're doing today.
But another thing we did that really was kind
of... Well, you're doing it again. What happened with the car? So they put the car in there.
Yeah,
and then
did
he come over and say, where's my damn car?
Yes, he was very upset about it. And we laughed. We couldn't stop laughing, of course, because we thought we pulled a good one at him. But we told him, it's okay. You know, we're just trying to have a little fun with you.
Yeah, we're just messing with your whole life. And,
and
you were upset. He was upset. I love that.
And then one year, they always went to a convention. He was an insurance man, and they always went to a convention. And so Kathy was trying to help Marie get better, and so she did her ironing.
Yep.
For it. And I was over there to Kathy's house, and there was his underpants.
Oh, boy.
So we decided I had some patches at home. So I had a red patch, took it over, and cut it in the shape of a heart, and ironed it right on the front.
Oh, Ma.
Wasn't that awful?
You guys were off the hook, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's a wonder he didn't, you know, really get mad at us. But
well, what's interesting is, I'm sorry, I got the speaker for a minute, so I apologize for the audio control here for a second.
Okay.
What's interesting, of course, is if you did that in today's day and age, how people don't know each other well enough anymore, and the guy would, you know, you'd be risking acts of violence, right?
That's true. That's true. But, you know, honest to gosh, the guy asked for it. They went to Maine, and he brought back all these clams. Well, your father loved clams. I never did. But anyway, we had a party, and all the clams, and your father ate and ate and ate. And that night, He was on the bathroom floor moaning.
He was sick. Yeah, he got sick from it. Oh, dear.
Then we found out Arnie got them and brought them home in the trunk of his car and left them there for a day.
Oh, jeez. People don't have all that common sense to have, right?
So, you know, he wasn't too popular.
Yeah, no.
And one night at the Elks, Dad and I were sitting at a table, and Arn came in with his new wife, and she's of the darker complexion.
Yep.
And he came over to Dad, and he said, is there room for us at your table? And Dad said, the seats are all taken.
Oh, jeez.
And when he walked away, I said to Dad, these seats aren't taken. He said, do you want to sit next to him?
Yeah, that's the thing. So back then, of course, you were showing kind of disrespect for your neighbor, the wife, by, you know, endorsing the husband leaving her and marrying someone else. So you'd be so different to generation because, you know, now you'd be considered rude to be sending him away. Back then, you would have been considered rude for letting him sitting down.
Yes.
You know, that's interesting.
Yes.
Well, good stories about Perry Lane. So we have more Perry Lane horror stories to come up. But we also have the fun stories where we have massive snowbank war fights that we have to talk about. But quickly, because we're using up our allotted time here, I hit the Everglades today, an interesting subject that we'll hit many times. So in this show, get some history. You know, the Everglades, during the wet season, it creates a river. And I love doing this stuff because, like you have said repeatedly, we always find something new.
Yeah.
In the wet season, in the Everglades, you're not going to believe this, it creates a very slow-moving river because there's
really?
So much water. Yeah, and it has these natural banks. Well, this river's kind of big. It's 60 with a zero, miles wide and 100 miles long.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just so much water comes in, it ends up creating a river. And then, of course, one of the reasons they believe it was called the Everglades is the earlier explorers, you know, they'd have these big boats come in by the oceans and up rivers, but they had too much draft, too much depth. They couldn't go up these swampy, small rivers. So they could never see the edges of this swamp. They could never see the edge of it. And they said, you know, they back then you'd call something a glade. And so they would call it the Everglades because it went on forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Which makes sense, right?
Well, yes.
Then I read how in the early 1830s and 40s, the immigrants who were kind of settling the area said, hey, we want to drain these Everglades so we can, you know, build houses and grow crops here. And I read that, and I said, well, that's a crazy idea. How can you drain that? It's not going to work, right? Well, sure enough, in the 1880s, they got smart about it, and they started putting in canals, and they did convert a lot of the Everglades into, quote, livable, farmable arena.
Oh, wow.
A lot of sugar cane. Like, you're a lot of sugar cane down there. Then you fast forward 100 years, and they've realized, you know, how much damage they were doing the ecology there. And so starting in the 80s, they started to actually remove canals to help the Everglades respond and bounce back to what they should have been.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
Josh, aren't the Everglades kind of full of crocs and things?
Crocodiles, oh, I'm sure. I didn't look up the animals. The one thing I thought was interesting is I saw the word exotic twice, that it was its home of over 1,300 exotic plant species. And I kept wondering, well, what defines an exotic plant? You know, I didn't understand that. And they said the exotic plants outnumber the native plants. There's 1,300 or so native plant species and 1,350 exotic plant species. And I'm like, what the heck is that? What does that mean? So I finally looked it up. Exotic means it's not natural. It was brought there by man or by, like, animals brought in the seeds, and then it started to grow. So there's more.
What's the name for that?
Exotic. You know, like special, fancy.
Oh, wow.
It's another way for non-native. So it wasn't native. So it'd be like, say, Japanese beetles that we get now weren't originally in the United States, but they got here because we shipped stuff here, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's more non-native plants in the Everglades than natural plants, which I think is really interesting. And the last thing I saw, there's one, they name, of course, part of the Everglades, and one of the names or part of it is called Cypress Swamp. I know you like that because of Cypress Gardens.
Yeah.
And Cypress Swamp is 1,200 square miles.
Oh, my heavens.
Think about how big that swamp is, 1,200 square miles.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when I think of a swamp in the Everglades,
yeah.
I think of, like, Devil's Island, where they tried to escape through the swamps.
Yes. Yep. I was noticing something interesting. I saw they had, like, a side view of a swamp, like you cut through it. What happens is that the water comes up to the land and it becomes dry. There's a zone that's called a freshwater swamp. And so in that area, because the water has no place to go, the water is literally kind of fresh because of the rain and water flow. And so the trees grow there really healthy, you know, big trees. But the first foot and a half can be all water on the land. So the tree's going right through the water. And then they have kind of an area that's a like a grass swamp and then a legitimate swamp. So anyway, that's what I looked up. The Everglades is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea they were that large.
Yep, amazing. What did you look up?
Well, I didn't get very far, really, but because Pumpkin came and sat on my notes, so I looked up the Jefferson Memorial.
Okay.
And, you know, while I was looking it up, I happened to think John Adams was our second president, but is there any tribute to him in D.C., any kind of a monument?
I think there's
a statue of him
in the Capitol, in the Congress, I think, but that's a good thing to look up tomorrow.
Yes. Well, the Jefferson Memorial was built and started in 1939. It was completed in 1943. That's strange because I thought it was there forever.
Yes.
The bronze statue of Jefferson was added in 1947, but the Tidal Basin Inlet Bridge was built in 1908 so they could use the east and west side of the Potomac River.
The Potomac River, yeah, they couldn't get across the river.
Chlorine was added so that swimming could be available. I don't know why they used chlorine, but anyway, the beach was later used for a memorial because the beach opened in 1918 for whites only.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. And they closed it in 1925 due to the racial injustice.
Yep, yep.
It was left till 1935 when FDR, who was quite a student of Jefferson, was in office. And it was started in 1938. And that's as far as I got.
Yeah, that memorial is one of my favorites. If you go to Washington, D.C., to me, that should be one of your favorites because it's great photo chances there.
Oh, my gosh, and the architecture is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I never knew what was inside of it, so I found out that it was a bronze statue of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Now, is that where the cherry trees are?
Cherry trees are, they're there, if I recall, but they're in several spots throughout the Capitol Mall area where, you know, up and down you can walk between the Lincoln Memorial, the Capitol, the White House. The cherry trees are, I think, in several spots. But I think you're right. I think up by Thomas Jefferson there's a lot of them. That's one of my favorite. You know, it's funny because the FDR monument is the one that came out much later. That's one of my favorite areas, too. But both kind of have pretty landscaping around them. They're a little set off from the masses. You know, they're not right there, and like, wide open, sticking up in the air, you know?
Yes. It's, to me, it's one of the prettiest monuments in D.C.
Yeah, I agree.
It's, you know, the lines are so graceful and pretty. And, of course, Jefferson himself was, among many other things, he was like an architect, too.
Yes, yep.
But,
we've successfully wasted someone's 20 to 30 minutes of their life again, Mom.
Oh, too bad.
We did a good job.
Yes. Well, too bad.
Yeah. At the ranch, commutewithmom@gmail.com if you have interesting subjects. We're waiting for our first sponsor.
That's right.
I think And our thanks to Arnie for giving us some comedy today. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have had a good couple of laughs to start the show.
I know, he was pathetic.
Yep, good.
And
good
that darn rat, he won't die. He's still living.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you're there. Hang in there. We wish you nothing but the best. And forgive my mom. Forgive my mom for all of her past antics. She was young. She was reckless. We've learned to forgive her in her older age.
And we had a good time.
We did. Thanks, Mom. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you, hon.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.